Money is a topic in everybody's small business, whether we like to talk about it or not. Hi, I'm Dawn Kennedy, your host of the Profit Accelerator podcast. We're going to go deep with tips, strategies, and amazing interviews to embrace the money stuff in your business and to support you on your entrepreneurial journey. Thanks for listening to the Profit Accelerator podcast. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Profit Accelerator podcast. Now, as I'm recording this in January of 2021, I am very well aware of the fact that there is a lot of retail and other industries that are struggling right now, not just because of the pandemic, but because it's after Christmas and the holiday season when people buy a lot of extra things and then they get the credit card bill in the mail and all of a sudden, poof, the sales are down. Happens across the board to a lot of different industries. And it's not unusual for January and February to be what I would consider the slowest months of the year for a lot of different establishments. So I wanted to come on here and I wanted to talk to you about cash flow management, give you some strategies and some tips and some things to think about so that you can make good business decisions about mastering your cash flow, managing your cash flow during this slow time of year. Now, with the pandemic, I think it's been compounded in some ways that people have not had, you know, additional disposable income to spend. And so even last, you know, quarter sales were down versus, you know, the years before that. But here's the deal. We know that business is cyclical and it's dynamic and it changes from week to week and month to month. And in some cases, depending on what you do for a living day to day. The fact is that we can put some real great strategies in place to ensure that you keep as much cash in your business for as long as possible. You pay things only when they're due. You put structures in place to make sure that you're not running yourself out of cash. And you prioritize things in such a way that you are protecting the things you need to do to stay in business. Now, I have a previous podcast episode on the breakthrough number, and we've gone over the four things that you want to protect as far as your four walls go. What we really didn't talk about there, though, is cash flow strategies that go along with those bills being due. So one of the first things I want you to do, as always, is take everything off of autopay and don't give anybody else access to your account. If you are 100% in control of the cash coming into and out of your business, you're going to be in a much better position to pay this bill or to pay that bill when it needs to be paid and when you have the cash flow to pay it. So you need to know your breakthrough number. That is true. But the structural things that you can do are to make sure that you are the only one controlling your cash, that you have a couple of days a month that you pay all your bills. If anyone here has familiarity with Profit First model, I believe Mike Malkowitz has like the 10th and the 25th or something like that. I say personally, pay the bills when it makes sense for your business. So maybe for you, it's the 2 days of the 8th and the 23rd, or maybe it's the 1st and the 15th. Up to you, whatever works best for your business, your type of business, your cash flow, and you know, the due dates on when things are due and the priority that things are due. So for example, if you have a retail establishment that's brick and mortar and your rent is always due on the 3rd, I would structure my bill so I was paying rent and whatever else had to be done around the 3rd there. And then 15 days later or so around the 18th, I might pay all the other bills. Something to think about. But this does two things. So one, it keeps as much cash in the business between those two paydays as possible because you're not writing checks 3-4 times a week when things are due. You've organize yourself so that the first part of the month, you're going to pay this chunk of bills for these things. And in that part of the month, you're going to pay that chunk of bills for those things, always prioritizing your breakthrough number expenses. So your access to buyers, rent, utilities, internet, phone, and then your critical operating expenses to make sure you have your software, then you have your payment processing and whatever else you need to actually be in business. And then any inventory or product spend, make sure you have what you have on hand to sell. And then finally, your paycheck and your payroll expenses to make sure that you are also paying yourself. Those things need to be prioritized. You need to be paying these bills 2 days a month. and nobody else gets access to your account unless they absolutely have to. I mean, I understand these days everybody wants a subscription. So, you know, for example, my Zoom software, they're going to take their $16. That's the only way that they do business. If I want to use the service, I have to do that. But there are other things that you can absolutely definitely be in control of. Best examples I give are like debt payments, utilities, you know, those types of things do not require, you know, access into your checking account. Now, some people will say to me, you know, Dawn, if I give them access to my checking account, they're going to give me a quarter percentage off of my, you know, interest rate. And I have seen this. Here's my thing. That quarter percent interest rate isn't going to do much for you if they go in and take a payment, run you out of cash, and all of a sudden you can't pay bills that you need to keep open. So I would much rather kind of juggle and pay half bills when I have to in order to keep that cash in the business as long as humanly possible. So I'm always about making sure that you know which bills you can make partial payments on. Again, another cash flow strategy that people don't like to talk about. You know, you should pay the bills when they're due. Okay, great. That brief swell, that's wonderful in theory, but there are just times of the month where we don't necessarily have the cash to pay everything. And we have to make decisions. We have to decide, am I going to pay half the electric bill this week and half next week? That is a decision that you can make. And that's the power that you have to make it. I recently just worked with another business that unfortunately had a problem, and they had a utility bill that was due, and that utility bill was actually 2.5 months late, and they got a disconnect notice on that utility, and they didn't have 100% of the cash necessary, but with a disconnect notice, the business decision changes. So then they had to decide, you know, do I pay the bill, write the check, and potentially have an overdraft fee? Or do I let them shut my business down for a day or two, pay a reconnect fee, and then go ahead and still have to pay all of the back amount? These are not always easy decisions, and they are harmful as far as like your ability to sleep at night when you have to make these decisions. But guess what? When you're in business, sometimes you have to make them that way. And my advice was actually, you know, go ahead. You have 90% of it in the bank. Maybe you'll get that other payment that was late. You know, write the check. If the worst case scenario, you have an overdraft fee, but they're not going to cut your utility off, you can remain in business. That was a cash flow decision that had to be made. This is not a bad business. This is not, you know, somebody who's irresponsible. This was just somebody who had a slowdown in the season, had some clients that didn't pay on time, and had to make some business decisions. Unfortunately, you know, these sometimes have to be done. And the reality is I'm coming on here and saying these are decisions everybody has to face at times. I don't want there to be shame around this. If you want to know the truth, the IRS generally considers overdraft fees to be like operating expenses in a business, and they're tax deductible, if you can believe that. So if somebody ends up having to write a check for something and they have to pay an overdraft fee, they actually get to write that fee off their taxes. I don't know if that's really well-known information, but that is the truth. That is treated as a business expense. And I'm being real and raw. I am not here to tell you to write checks on an account if you don't have the money in there. That is not what I'm advocating in any way, shape, or form. I am telling you, though, there are times where we have to make certain business decisions related to cash flow. And those very tough decisions could be the decisions between going out of business or having to shut down for a while and staying in business and living to fight another day. The one other thing I do really want to talk about as far as cash flow management is this idea of paying off your debt versus ongoing expenses. Now, again, fourth quarter 2020 maybe wasn't as stellar as some other fourth quarters, but people did generally make more in the fourth quarter with some of their sales than they did maybe in previous quarters. And there's a huge, perspective that when you make that extra money, you should be putting that towards, you know, liabilities in the business, like your debt. My attitude is this: you should first make sure you have like an emergency fund to ensure that you can ride out these slower times before you start tackling the debt. In a perfect world, I would tell you, hey, listen, you know, go ahead and make those extra debt payments. I'm sure they're probably bothering you a little bit, but not until after you have enough cash set aside to be able to pay for your utilities for a few months, things like that, cash flow emergencies. the reality is people like to pay their debts because they want to protect their credit scores. And I'm going to say this, people are going to disagree with me, and I'm perfectly okay with that. I don't necessarily care about your credit score if it's a difference between paying your credit card bill and keeping your software active so you can continue to make money. I'm going to say that again. When we have debt payments, credit card statement payments, things like that, and we have a choice between that and doing something to keep the lights on, to keep the doors open, to allow you to continue to work, I would always recommend prioritizing your ongoing expenses. And again, sometimes this is really a cash flow decision. It is a cash flow decision to pay 4 days late to the credit card and incur a $39 fee. That is a business decision, and it's one that we make. We should be making these intentionally. The problem is we're not always being intentional with our money and facing our cash flow things. These things just kind of happen to us. We just happen to be 4 days late this month. I actually would love to change that conversation and make it so that your cash flow decisions are intentional decisions, business decisions, and that we stand behind these decisions. And we do it in such a way that we recognize, you know, again, business is not easy and it's not always roses and things do sometimes happen, but we're empowered to make these decisions, even if in the short term, they don't feel great, or in the short term, you know, they cost us a little more money, like a $37 overdraft fee or a $39 late fee, or sometimes even an over limit fee. Now, again, somebody's going to come back and say, oh, Dawn is that Ramsey financial coach who's telling people, you know, that they should be irresponsible with their money. And that's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is there are times where we need to make cash flow decisions in business that we may not be comfortable making, we may not want to make, but it's important for the protection and the continued operation of the business. If this starts to become a habit in the business, then we have to look and see, are you even generating enough income to cover the basic expenses? And then this is actually a revenue issue. This is not a cash flow issue. Cash flow issue, we're making enough. We're just not making it necessarily in the right timing to pay everything exactly when it's due in a given time frame. And it does happen. If you are somebody who's struggling month over month, though, it may not be a cash flow issue at this point. It may actually be a revenue issue. And we may need to look at what are you selling to whom and for how much. You could have a pricing issue. You could have a delivery issue. You could be talking to the wrong audience. You might not have the right product in front of the right people. There are 100 million things that could happen in business where either sales slow down or they stop. But if it's just a cash flow issue, you'll still be making the money. It just won't be consistent or in the time frame necessary for a number of different reasons. I gave some examples, like a client pays late or, you know, something happens. So I just wanted to cover this today. I want to take the shame out of this idea that having a cash flow issue means your business is in trouble. It doesn't mean your business is in trouble. It means that the cash didn't come in, the revenue didn't generate in the way that it needed to for a time period in order to pay everything on time and in full the first time. I am telling you, though, that cash flow decisions, if we're in control of our cash 100%, can be made to put a Band-Aid on or to mitigate some of the problems. Like, again, making a decision to incur an overdraft fee or to make a decision to hold a credit card payment for 4 days or to pay half the water bill this week and half the water bill next week, or to go ahead and call a creditor and tell them I'm going to be a little bit late with the, you know, loan payment. And guess what? When you call and tell people, hey, we're having a credit card or a cash crunch right now, you know, can I get you to waive that late fee this month? If you do not have a history of incurring late fees or overdraft fees, you know, you can sometimes get them to waive that by calling them and informing them and letting them know your payment is coming. It's going to be a little bit late. You may actually be able to avoid any additional fees that otherwise might have been, you know, levied for you having to make these tough cash flow decisions. But I'm going to tell you, whatever your decision, I want it to be an intentional one. And I want you to feel like it's an empowered decision. May not feel great, may not make you sleep better at night, but the fact is it's an empowered, intentional decision, and you're doing it for the good of yourself and your business for long-term operations and to be able to continue serving people at a great level of service over a long period of time. And if you need more information about cash flow strategies, I did publish a book called The Profit Accelerator for Small Business. It's available on Amazon. You can borrow it on Kindle Unlimited. And you know, you can check out in there or go see my blogs and get some more information if you need. Strategies are available to you. And you know, go ahead and be empowered to make these decisions for yourself in such a way that you can live with them. Take care and thanks for tuning in. Thank you so much for joining me today on this episode of the Profit Accelerator Podcast. If you'd like to learn more and grab some free resources, just head over to entremoneycoach.com and you'll find the links and freebies. Take care, and I can't wait to talk to you again next time on the Profit Accelerator Podcast.